Okay. All right, we're up to Chelek Beis, Perek Hey. That's one of the needs. Chelek Beis, Perek Hey. We're dealing still with the inyanim of Hashgachas Hashem. So this parak is called Ba'ifen Hashgacha, which means the way Hashgacha works. Hine ad heina beyanu mishpatei Hashgacha. Until now, we spoke about the ways, the rules of Hashgacha. All different rules that we've spoken about in the Prakim before, mankind, Klal Yisrael, all different things. Ata nedaber b'mashe ba'ifen Hashgacha. Now we're going to show exactly how it works. V'inyan ze yitzchalik l'shnei ikarim. And this inyan of how it works is divided up into two categories. Ho'echad b'ashkafasa yisbarach shemai, v'asheni b'ashpasa. One is the way the Rabbeinu Sholem is mashkif, he looks at the world, he perceives the world, his perception. V'asheni, and the second way is b'ashpasa, his influence, how he's mashpia onto the world. So there's the hashkafa, the way he looks at the world, which some explain to mean exactly how he decides what he's going to do. And then there's the hashpa, how he actually does it, how he brings what he decides to do to this world. So bashkafazi yisvarach shemai, when it comes to what the Rabbeinu Shalom knows and decides and perceives, kvar yadanu shu yisvarach shemai yedei hakol. We know already that if the Rabbeinu Shalom knows everything, Bein etzloi chesron yediya klal. And there's no chisaron in yediya at all. He's not lacking anything. Loi ba'atid, v'loi ba'hoive, v'loi ba'avar. The Rabbeinu Shalom knows everything, whether it's in the future, whether it's in the hoive, whether it's in the avar. The Rabbeinu Shalom knows everything. Ki kol ma'ashehaya v'yiyeh kvar tzafui hu lefanav me'oilam v'loi ne'lam imenu davar. Because all that there was and all that there will be, the Rabbeinu Shalom already knows it, he sees it, he's seen it already from before the Bria, Me'olam, before the Bria he already knew what was going to happen. There's no difference, there's no past, present, and future, that's all an inyan of time. That's all an inyan of time, the time is a Bria. Reishis Bar Likim, the Sforna says, the Rabbeinu Shalom created time. Before the Bria, there was no such thing as time. So there's nothing that the Rabbeinu Shalom is concealed from him. And if the past and the future, so the present also, he knows exactly what's going on. Meaning not when it's going on, what's happening now, he already knew what was going on before it happened. Everything is known to him, v'loi nistar mimenu klal. Amnam, nikra shu mashkif al advarim. So what does it mean that the Rabbeinu Shloilam is mashkif al advarim? As if he's gazing, he's looking at it, he's paying attention. He knows it all. That's part of our amunah, is the understanding that the Rabbeinu Shloilam is the yedeya. The Rabbeinu Shloilam knows everything. The Rabbeinu Shloilam is not like the philosophers, the kaifrim wanted to say, that the Rabbeinu Shalom created the world, some wanted to say. The Ramban, we've said this before, the Ramban brings down, some wanted to say he created the world, but that's it. He's not interested anymore, he created it. He doesn't know exactly what's going on. The Rabbeinu Shalom knows everything. He knows every single detail. So what does it mean? He's mashkif al advarim, as if we're saying that the Rabbeinu Shalom actively is now paying attention to what's going on. What it's referring to is what the Rabbeinu Shalom, is judging. V'gozer aleihem gzeiros. Like we started off and we said that mashkif is not just paying attention. We started off in saying how the Rabbeinu Shalom judges the world, meaning how he decides things should happen. V'gozer aleihem gzeiros, and he decrees gzeiros on the world. Every gzeira has a time period to it, has a limit. How much it's going to happen, when it's going to happen. Chazal, the Gemara tells us Yisurim, the Chas V'Shalom, if someone gets Yisurim, that B'Shah Hashem Ishagin Eisam Ala Adam, when sent to a person, Rachman Al-Islan, the Rabbi Nishal makes the Yisurim make a Shvua. It's only going to leave at this day. It's going to go on this day, it's going to come on this day, and it's going to leave on this day. When the Rabbi Nishal gives the Gzeira, it's not open-ended. There's a Tachlis to it, there's a Zman to it. The Gemara even talks about how there was used to be this base Avodah Zarah that these guys used to go into, and they used to do some things over there, and they would get rid of different types of Yisurim. And one time a Yid went in there, I think the Gemara says, and he wants to see what's going on there. And I remember if they have to shecht people. I don't remember exactly what they had to do to get rid of it. But he heard the Yisurim saying, listen, it's time for us to leave. Because these Shaitim think that what they're doing is getting rid of the Yisurim, so we aren't going to do our job. We're trustworthy things, the Malachim, whatever we are, Shlichim. The Rabbi Hashem sent us to do a job. We're not going to do what we're supposed to do. Why? Because we're afraid that the Goyim or these Avodah Zarah are going to think they were able to get rid of it. We have a job to do. We're here for a certain amount of time. We're leaving. And so the Gemara says a mashal to a person who's always, he was always a neman. He always did things very trustworthy. And then someone cheated him or something like that. So his wife said, listen, if he didn't do it correctly, why should we act in the correct way? So he said, just because he was incorrect, we're going to lose our nemanis. We're nemanim. We're trustworthy people. We always do what we're supposed to. And the same thing here. So he's saying the Rabbi Nisham is Geizik Zeris Mugbali. There's a gvul to it. And in this whole Indian, we're going to talk about this a little bit later. But in the second Chelek, Ach Hashba'asoi, he Masha Yoytzi Ritzayni Yisbarach Shemoy Lapoyal. His Hashba'a is Masha Yoytzi Ritzayni Yisbarach Shemoy Lapoyal. What does that mean? We're talking about his influence. That means the way he gets his ratzon, what the Rabbi Nishalm decided to do, lapayal. He needs to bring it to action. What he decides to do, he has to bring it to this world. That's called hashba. There's a certain order that the Rabbi Nishalm wants to do in it. There's a system the Rabbi Nishalm wants to do. When he decides something should happen, he set up an entire bria in order for his ratzon to be brought, lapayal, his ratzon to be brought to action. Being that the Rabbi Nishalayim was Mesader, the entire Bria, in a Seder of Hadraga, there's steps, and the Ishtalshlus, the translated sequences. This is what he wanted. Now, we explained in earlier prakim that anything that's in this world is tied really to Olam Hazeh Yoinim. It's nothing in this world that doesn't have a tie to something in Sharashim El Yoinim. That's what Rabbi Nishalm decided. He decided that for something to happen in this world, first something has to happen to its roots, and slowly it comes down. That's called Mitzius HaNivron. That's called the existence. That it exists is because it has a tie to its roots in Olam Hazeh Yoinim. So too is the same thing that the Rabbi Nishloilam wants it in its hasmada, meaning its continuity, its kiyum, upiloiseyam, and everything that it does, its actions, its functions, b'cholin yoneyam. Ubeseder ze mikaimam b'chol b'chinoiseyam, and in this way, their existence is kept in all its b'chinois, umashpia b'em, and he influences them, l'masharotza b'inyanam v'yachasem. What are we talking about here? What's he trying to say? B'nehu yisbarach shema yashpia l'malach. Again, there's Madrega. The Rabbi Nishalm wants to bring a gzera to the world. What does he do? He's mashpia an amalach. He tells the malach, go do this. V'hamalach l'malach shetachta v'madrega. A bunch of steps. The malach is told to do something and it moves its way down. V'chei madrega achar madrega. In other words, even in each madrega, there's malachim. So in the same madrega, you go down and down and down. It finally makes its way down to this world. The last malach, wherever that is, finally brings the thing into action in the gashmistic world, whether it's l'kayim dover, to keep something existing, whether it's l'chadesh oisai, to make something new, kifi masha yasa gzeres v'tzayni yisvach shmai. The way the Rabbanu Shem wants it. And we're going to explain this in a minute, a little bit more clearly. V'amnam, kiyun kala hayve b'chol madrega shehi, enay ela mimani yisvach shmai. Now, he's saying that everything that happens is only from the Rabbanu Shlala. Any kiyum that happens, don't make a mistake and think it's the Malach that's doing it. It's Hashem doing it. Kihu yisbarach shemai mekayim b'chaychay hanivroim v'shal shalusam kalecha kifin yonai. The Rabbeinu Shalom is Mikayim with his kayach, Hanivroim Vishal Shalusam Kalechud Kafin Yonai. He's the one that gives anything existence. Avalaitsas Hapulus Ligashmius, Kifi Seidon Imtsoim Vyachazem Shazacharnu Lamaila, Zanasa Bajoga Shazacharnu. But the way he brings his actions to the Gashmius is in the order we said, which means as follows. We have to figure out, what is he saying here? He's being Mikayim everything, yet at the same time he said, told to a Malach, and then Malach told to the next Malach. Malach told to the next Malach, as if he gave over the Shlichus. It's not the Rabbeinu Shalom. So we know our Amunah, Yisaidus Amunah, is that a Malach has no Kayach for itself. A Malach is a Shlich of Hashem. Hashem gives it its Kayach every second of its existence. All the Malach is the Lashon they use is a Tzinor, is a pipeline. It's a Tzinor. That through it, the Rabbeinu Shalom sends whatever kayach he wants. Therefore, also to daven to Malach. Malach can't do anything. Mashal of the Ma'adavar Daima, it's the mashal. The mailman brings you a letter with money in it. You go over to him and say, Mr. Mailman, tomorrow could you bring more money? Well, I'm not bringing the money. Whoever sends you the money is sending you the money. I happen to be delivering the money. I have no kayach to do anything. So the same idea. The Malach is the one being sent. You know who daven to the Malach? And daven to the Malach. Malach has no kayach. There it's Tam Tipshus. This is Kfirah to daven to the Malach. Now, so why is the Rabbeinu Shalom doing it this way? Besides for just saying that's the way it is, that's the way he wanted. But the obvious answer is very simple. And that is, if the Rabbeinu Shalom would do it directly, it would all be begoli. Hashem comes, Makas v'chayres, Ani Hashem v'lay Malach. He did it himself. So it was a Makkah, it was Nigwa. The Rabbeinu Shalom was Megal himself, an eighth Nigwa. The Rabbeinu Shalom doesn't always want, and especially in the Tav of the world, he doesn't want that it should be all Misim Gluyim. He wants it to be Behester Panim. He wants it to be Behester. So therefore, what does the Rabbeinu Shalom do? He sends it through a Malach, through one Malach, through the next Malach. When he does that, we don't see it as clearly, because it's removed from the Rabbeinu Shalom, so to speak. We don't see his yad. He sent it through the pipeline. We don't see how it's coming directly from it. But we have to understand that's all it is. It's just a siluk. It's a removal, so to speak, that he's not doing it so we could see it as clearly. It's the Rabbeinu Shalom doing it directly. There's nothing to talk about. Perhaps you could say a mashal that if you have a string or something that's very taut and it could go for miles and miles. If someone stands at one end and gives a little shuckle to it, it'll shuckle on the other end. Is the string doing anything? No. Could we see who's shuckling, who's pulling on it? No, you can't see that either. If he would come closer and he would do it right in front of us, he would do the same thing. But we'd see him. So the same idea as the Rabbeinu Shalom. He could come and do it straight, but he doesn't want to do that. That takes away Bechira, that takes away all the things. Not interested. There is the idea of Teva, there is the idea of Hester. So Rabbeinu Shalom sends it through these Sinairis, through these Malachim. They have no Kayach of their own. He himself is being Mikayim them, which we don't have a mashal to try to explain that in the Gashmias, because there's nothing ever that we are being Mikayim at the same time as doing our Shlichus, because everything exists without us. But that's the idea. So when the Malach does it, we see B'derech Hester. Now, there's also the idea that when the Rabbeinu Shalom does something less bigalui, which could mean less direct, it's more of a Midas Hadin also. Because at the end of the day, if we can't tap into the Shaychus with the Rabbeinu Shalom, in Parshas Mishpatim, Hinei Anochi Shaleach Malach Lefanecha, so I'm going to send the Malach, says the Rabbeinu Shalom, it says in Parshas Kitisa also, after the Chet HaEgel, Hashem says, I'm not going with you, I'm sending with a Malach. If I go with you, in your Chayte, when there's a Gilui Shechina, that's it, there's no chance for Klai Yisrael. Send you with a Malach, it's not as Begali, So you'll be able to stand. But it says in Parshas Mishpatim, Al Tamer Bay, be careful with this Malach. You can't do anything wrong with him. A Malach has no kayach to be meichel you. If you deal directly with a king, yes, he's able to be meichel. The king sends out an order for something to happen. Go punish this place. And they come to whoever the soldier is, and they say, listen, please, don't do it. He can beg him from today to tomorrow. He has no kayak to rescind the gzera, whatever it is. He has no kayak to do it. So there's a chesaron besides, so this, you might say it's a milah when Hashem does the behester. We're not as achroi, like Hashem said, if I go in your midst, you won't be able to withstand it. But at the same time, when Hashem sends it through a malach, it's the same idea that it's also a little bit more midas hadin. We have less of a chance. Of course, we could tap into the Rabbeinu Shalom, but it's a little bit, well, again, the Rabbeinu Shalom is the one being mamti the Malach. He's the one who's giving the kiyum to the Malach. But once he sent it through, it's harder for us to get the gzeira rescinded, as opposed to when we spoke about this also, or have spoken about it, when it came to in Yanim of Tisha B'Av, when it talks about the Churban over there. So it says when the Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, when he saw the daughter of Akdima Ben Gurion, that she was picking up barley seeds from the waste of the animals, and she said, he said, who are you? She said, Akdima Ben Gurion. He says, I remember, I signed your ksuba with so much money, your father was so rich, and now this is what happened. So it says, he cried, and he said, Ashreichem Yisrael, you're fortunate, Klal Yisrael, when you do the right thing so nobody could touch you. And when you're not on the proper madrega, you fall so low, not only do you go in the hands of an Umar Shvela, in Behemtam Shalom Ashvela, you go into the animals of the Arabs or Umar Shvela, that's you're lower than them, you have to pick out your food from their waste. So the Mefarshim asked, we understand the first half is Ashrei, what's the second half? So there's different Mahalchim, but one of the Mahalchim is also Al Pi the Gemara that says that David, when David found out that Avshalom was the one rebelling against him, so he said a Mizmar, he was very happy. He says, Hashem told me that I'm going to have Tzaris in my house. I thought maybe an Eved will rebel against me or something like that. Now I see my sons rebelling against me, so I'm very happy about it. So what's the pshat? So the Mefarshim say very simple. And that is that when the Rabbeinu Shalom punishes, there's a teva, there's a normal way of punishing. He sends a malach and he sends a malach to go punish. The problem is that when he sends that malach, it's as if he's saying, I really don't want to deal with you anymore. I don't want to deal with you. If a father has to punish his child, or a king has to punish his child, so if he sends his servant to go do it, the child says, I'm a lost case. If my father doesn't want to deal with me anymore, then let the servant take care of it, it's finished. But if his father goes and hits him, so there's already, that's the father. I could still get his rachmanis. I could be Ma'ir's rachmanis. It might be even a worse punishment for a half. It's possible because the father's doing it. The servant could only do exactly what the king told him to do. The father could change his mind. So he wants to hit him harder, he could hit him harder. But at the same time, the son knows, at least he still wants to deal with me. The same thing, David HaMelech said, and Klaizel and Rebecham and Zach also were saying, that if the Rabbeinu Shalom would punish us through the Teva, that means as if the Rabbeinu Shalom is saying, I don't want to deal with you personally anymore. There's a Teva on the Bria, let the Malachim, let the Mazalot, let them take care of you. If it would be a normal punishment, that's Teva. Nations get destroyed, that's normal. If Klal Yisrael would be destroyed in a normal way, then we would say we're stuck. But since the punishment was in such an abnormal way, it doesn't make any sense. The nation went from so high to being so low. It doesn't make sense, David HaMelech says, that a son should rebel against his father. That's something that's so out of the ordinary. It could only be that the Rabbeinu Shalom himself is doing it. When the Rabbeinu Shalom himself does it, there's still hope. Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai said, Ashrei, that's fortunate, Klal Yisrael. When Hashem deals with us, and that when we're good, we have the best. When we're bad, we have the worst. But that itself shows that it's not Teva. And when it's not Teva, as bad as it is, it's still still the Rebbeinu Shalom. It's still our father. We can still get back. And that's the same thing David HaMelech was saying. If an Eved, if my servant would rebel against me, that's normal. He was nervous. Absalom, my son should go rebel. That's not normal. It's terrible. But since it's so terrible, it's a raya, the Rebbeinu Shalom still wants to handle with me. When he punishes with me, he's still handling with me. That's the idea over here also, that when the Rebbeinu Shalom does a behesta, when he does it with a malach, he's removing himself, so to speak. And therefore, that is more of a midas hadin that the Rebbeinu Shalom is doing here. So that's the idea, says the Ramchal. The Ramchal is telling us over here that the Rebbeinu Shalom set up a teva that he does things through the malachim. Now, sometimes he does it himself, as we know. We had a Makas Pechayres. Other times, he does things through different shluchim. But when he does it through the teva, he's doing it through the malachim. It's malach to malach to malach. And it's more the hester upon him, and therefore we can't see it. And that's why he does it that way. So now we continue. V'hine, sam ha'adin baruch hu b'teva kol pakid. The Rebbeinu Shalom set up legions here. He set up malachim, who are in charge of things. Everything in the Teva has something in charge. Now, the only way that something could be pushed off of its jab is only, again, in the system the Rebbeinu Shalom set up. Baruch Masha. Sar ha'ilanis yishtadol v'yitamis lahachzik ilanaisa. The Sar ha'ilanis, whoever's in charge of the trees, this malach, his job is make sure the trees stand, they grow, they don't get knocked down too quickly. Ve'ulam b'yaitagzer mofanam yisparo shamay. But let's say Rebbeinu Shalom decides, yachzik sar ha'ruach es ha'ruach kifi ma'shiyugzor alav. Then the Rebbeinu Shalom decides that he's bringing a hurricane, chas v'shalom, a tornado. So the wind starts blowing. So the sar of the wind starts blowing the wind with extra kayak. So all of a sudden now a fight begins. The sar ha-ruach comes to the sar ha-ilanis and says, here I am to blow you away. Well, my job is not to be blown away. My job is stand straight. So v'yidach ha-sar ha-ilanis kathizah. Because that's the system. Hashem set it up that sometimes the wind will come and knock the Sar HaIlanis off. That's the way the system was set up. Yes, a normal wind doesn't do that. The Sar HaIlanis, that's his job, is to stay that way. A person can't go to a tree and give a blow on it, and it'll blow away, because the Sar HaIlanis has a job. But if the Rebbeinu Shalom is geyser, that the Sar HaRuach should come and win, that's part of the system. They'll be uprooted. There's many madregas to this, and there's many details. There are malachim who are in charge of the teva hagashmi, in charge of the gashmias in this world, and they make sure that everything in gashmias, all its rules, all its teva is here. Above them, you have the malachim who are in charge of the gzeres. Their job is that they should make it that the teva does not work. Meaning, what's a gzeira? The Rebbeinu Shalom says, a gzeira means the world's supposed to have rain. Chas v'shalom is a gzeira, says there should be no rain. That means he's being meinea the teva. How is he meinea the teva? Because, yes, there are malachim in charge of the teva, but malachim above that are in charge of gemul. They're in charge of punishment. Hameinia malachi ha-teva. They're meinea. They hold back the malachim that are in charge of the teva. They say, we're in charge. The Rebbeinu Shalom wants this to happen. We're going to make it happen. Obviously, there's no way for us to understand exactly how it works, but these are the rules. Everything has details. It sounds like it's going. We've said a couple of times that the way it works is that one level that, and when it comes to Elamas, any Elamas, including Teva, by Elamas Al-Yainim, we explained this a little bit when we talked about Kishuf, that who's ever on top has a Shlita over the one that's under it. That's why Kishuf has a Shlita over the world of Gashmi, because they're above us. Kedusha has a Shlita over the Kishuf, because it's above it. And it sounds like the same idea over here, is that there's the Malachim in charge of the Teva. Valeim above that is the Sarig Zeres HaGmul, that they're able to override what the Rebbeinu Shalom wants. or what he to override the other, the teva, according to the way the Rabbi Nishan wants. Vulam hu yisvarach shemay mashkif alakol. But we have to understand that the Rabbi Nishalim is the one who is mashkif alakol. He oversees everything. He's the one who looks and sees what's going on, makes sure it's all working. El yayinim v'tachtayinim, sharashim v'anfeim, the el yayinim and the tachtayinim, the roots and the branches. This is a very important line. And this line is, when we're saying the Rabbi Nisham is mashkif, number one, mashkif doesn't just mean he looks at it, he gazes, like we've been saying the whole time. Oversees means he's also manhik. He's the one who's in charge. He's making it all happen. But what does it mean, umechavein tamid al hashleimus haklali? So in other places, the Ramchal says like this, that there are two ways the Rabbeinu Shel Olam deals with this world. Number one is called Midas HaMishpat. The way the Rabbeinu Shel Olam judges and deals with things, a person does something, there's a reaction to it, something happens, there's a consequence. Then there's something called bringing the world to its Shlema. Everything that occurs in the world has a purpose, that through it, the world will come to its shleimus. That means there's really like two tracks at the same time going on. The Rebbe Hashem is dealing with Schar V'Einish, and at the same time he's dealing with Shleimus HaKlali, and they're really working in tandem with each other. We have no clue how that works. But somehow, they're working in tandem with each other. And we'll give a very simple mashal. And that is the Ma'is of Yosef, Yosef and the Shvatim. The ma'is of Yosef and the Shvatim, l'fi apash, the Sipshuta, it was a ma'is of Schar V'Einish. Yosef did an Avera, whatever Madrega, Dibasam Ra'al Aviyem, however, l'fi Madregasam, whatever it was, the Rebbeinu Shem is Medaktik in Tzadik of Kichay Tichut Asayra, and there is Mishpat. He has to go down to Mitzrayim and go through whatever Tzari he has to go through. That's Mishpat. But at the same time, the same exact action was also, we know, something deeper. Yosef says, you think you sent me here? He didn't send me here. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam sent me here, l'michya. If not for me being down here, the Holy Shtalshus HaDvarim, the world wouldn't have food. You wouldn't have food. But not only that, that's what Yosef was makir. We know, Chazal tell us, Ro'ahaya Yaakov, Avinu Leiru the Mitzrayim Mishal Shaloi Shal Barzel. Yaakov Avinu was supposed to go down to Mitzrayim with Shal Shaloi Shal Barzel. So go down in chains. It was Shetchus Garmalai. He had a Shetchus, and he went down. I think the Vilna Gaon says, Anus Alpi Hadibur. Anus means he was forced. We say in Agada Alpi Hadibur. I think the Gaon says that if he would have gone down forcefully, he wouldn't have been Mekai in any mitzvah. The person's tied up. It's as if he's doing nothing. There's a concept of chai naiseis atzmai. A chai, a live person, carries himself. If you carry a live person in the street, Shabbos, you're not chai midaraisa. So he's carrying himself, you're not really carrying him. What if he's tied up? He's tied up, so then you're already carrying him. So if Yaakov Avinu would go down Mishal Shaloi Shabarzel in chains, he wouldn't be doing anything. Anos al pi adibur. Now that when he went down, Anos, what type of Anos was? Al pi adibur. Hashem was telling him to go down. And now every step that he went, he was mekayim another mitzvah. He was getting a mitzvah going down to Mitzrayim. So the schus was not just that he didn't go down Shal Shaloi Shal Barzel in Bizyonis. He was going down with mitzvahs every step of the way. So we know how did that happen because of the whole Ma'aseh of Yosef. So it turns out that in this one action, we have Schar V'Einish, we have Mishpat. We have the Rabbeinu Shel Olam with a deeper inyan of Kula Michya. And then we have Gans Klai Yisrael, the entire Klai Yisrael, dependent on this whole thing. How we go down to Mitzrayim to come a Klai Yisrael. And the truth is, as we don't really know what the Seif is. We don't know the true Tachlis. We don't know everything that goes into what we had to go down to Mitzrayim for. But we had to go down. And we went down in this Eifen. So the whole Ma'aseh of Yosef and his brothers shows us there's different tracks to the same action. And everything is like that. Everything the Rabbeinu Shalom is doing in this world is Schar V'Einish on one track, but at the same time, Mechaven Tamid El HaShleimus HaKlali. It's all to bring to the world to its Shleimus. The Lazem is Habib Kalavriya, and the world revolves around this inyan of bringing it to its Shleimus. And everything is divided up in its details. The way we prepare ourselves. The way, again, because there's Bechira in the world. It's very hard for us also to understand such a thing. Rabbi Hashem has a plan. The world should come to a shleimus. You do A, then B will happen, C, D, E, and so on and so forth. What happens if we, with our Bechira, start messing the plan up? We have Bechira. Rabbi Hashem has to punish us, try to get back on track. But is that punishment also part of bringing the world to shleimusai? Why is it? We veered off the track, but it's not true. We really don't understand that, but somehow, even with our Bechira, which requires mishpat, that itself is part of bringing the world to its lema. So it's bachanatam. We're doing it. We're preparing it. It's our actions. Eilu lidacha, it's some because of our actions. We have to be pushed away. Ve'elu likarev, eilu litzarev. Some are to purify with yisurim. Eilu lanuach, some are to let them rest. Kalecha kifi masharoi shi'agi alai. Everything, the way a person is roi, he should get it. Lahakim klal habriyal ha'shleimus. This is to bring the Bria to its shleimus. In other places, the Ramchal uses the lashon, there's Hanhaga Gluya and Hanhaga Nisteris. Hanhaga Gluya, to a degree, Schar Vainish. We see Schar Vainish. We don't see it clearly. We don't always see it. But we could relate to it. We could look through history and see Schar Vainish, see the way Chazal have told us. Hanhaga Nisteris, how everything is bringing another step closer to Bias HaMashiach, the Tikkun HaShleimus HaKlali, that's something that we don't understand. When Mashiach comes, perhaps we'll be able to understand what everything was. But even the Schar V'Einish itself was all steps toward the Shleimus. Dine. Now one last thing. Hu Yisbar Shemai Bertzayne Mishana Sidre Beishus B'Chalei Sheyirza. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam, we just said, he set up this whole system. He's Mashkif, he's Manik, he knows everything, he's in charge of everything. But he set up a system, and he's keeping the system going. He could change it whenever he wants. He can make nisim and niflois like he wants with dvarim shainim. It's all different things. The way he decreed it should be. The Rabbeinu Shalom sees it's nois l'tayelas habriya. It's good now for the bria. Whether it's l'fi the inyan, what's going on, whether it's l'fi the zman, he could change it. Umahu zeh shamru chachameinu zichreinim livracha. What does it mean then? What does it mean that Chazal tell us, Tznoim hisna kadosh baruch hu kol ma'aseh bereishis? The Rebbeinu Shel Olam made a tznai with ma'aseh bereishis that at certain times he's going to change the teva. Right? Vayashav hayam le'esanai, it says, le'esanai, so Chazal say, it's a lashon of a tznai. Meaning that when the Rebbeinu Shel Olam split the yam, there was a tznai, and ma'aseh bereishis, he's going to split the yam. Now, number one, we have to understand, like he said, it's l'tayelas habriyah, before we even get to this paragraph, l'tayelas habriyah, meaning, don't think that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam does nisim, and he has nothing else. His last resort. He likes the teva, he has nothing else to do. He says, listen, okay, this is my emergency plan, is to change it. No, even the nisim that he does to change the teva are also l'tayelas habriyah. These are part of the plan. We don't know why, but this is part of the plan. Now, what does it mean? Like he says, tznai misna kadosh baruch hu im kol ma'aseh bereishis. He made a tznai. Lo shelo yishana kadosh baruch hu davar me'ata. Ki vada mishanu b'chalei sheir tashinu gomer. Avada the Rebbeinu Shel Olam could change it whenever he wants. Aval le'inyan hu shebe'es habriyah hera v'hidiyah l'chol shar she'anivroim inyan v'amitos mitziyusam. When the Rabbeinu Shalom created everything, every shayrish, which is what gives the existence to the Gashmias, the shayrish and the ruchnias, he told them exactly what they are, he told them what their tachlis is, what they're supposed to do, and what's going to happen to them at the end. Every step of the way, that's what it means, he told them. So when they heard what they're supposed to do, they understood it. They understood that it's all to bring this world with Taiva Amiti. And it's Rasu Vidavar. Everything was happy, but some. Right. Rashi brings this down in Parshas Bereishis, that everything was created l'daita. What does l'daita mean? It means that they understood what their tachlis is, and they were happy with it. They were happy with what they were. Va'amnam, kishoidiyam HaKadosh Baruch Hu amitis inyanam v'chukam, v'amitis kol gilgulam. When the Rebbe Hashem showed them what they actually are, and what they're supposed to be doing, and what's supposed to come out from them, part of understanding of bringing they, whatever they're supposed to bring to their shleimus, is that they are not going to be doing their job the same way the entire time. Rather, there are going to be times that part of their job is to do a nes. The yam has a job. Some of Farshim say like this. Some of Farshim say, what does it mean, Tanai Yisna Kodesh Baruch Him Kol Ma'is Abreishis? That means, there's a concept of Ein Kol Chodesh Tachas HaShemesh. Hashem created everything in Sheshes Himei Breishis. And if He created it, He's not going to change it. He could. He has the power to do it. That's the way He set it up. So how is it possible that comes Kriyas Yam, so if it comes other Nisim, Hashem changes things? So the Paris is, the Rabbi Hashem said, listen, I'm making a Teva, and you're supposed to be. But there's a cause here. And that is, whenever I feel like it, and I feel the need, I could change it. I could say, forget the Teva. Tanai Yisna Kodesh Baruch Hu Ma'aseh Bereishis, that whenever I want, I could change it. So the Tanai was already there when He created it. Meaning, when I created you, I'm also saying you're created on the condition I could change it when I want. That's the Pashup Shah, Rabbeinu B'chayim, Parshas B'shalach, Al-Eitzanei has a whole Arichas, talks to all these, and that's what he seems to say, and that's the Pashup Shah. So Ramchal is saying a whole different verse. He's not saying that the pshat is, that the Rebbeinu Shalom says, listen, this is your tev and go, I have the right to change it. The Rebbeinu Shalom said, you have a job. Your job is at times to be normal, and at times to act the Torah's nates, to act and go out of the ordinary. That is your job. The job of the yam is to flow and flow and flow, but part of its job is that when the Rebbeinu Shalom sees a tzairich, your job now is not to flow. Not the pshat that the Rebbeinu Shalom says, I'm reserving a time that you should, I'm going to say, stop doing your job for a moment and you'll continue soon. This is part of your job, to do the next. That's what he's saying. He showed them, shemimasha yitztarich lishleimusim, part of their shleimus, part of the tachlis of the yam. When Hashem showed the yam its job and how it's going to bring whatever, how the yam does it, I have no idea, but how it's a piece of the puzzle of bringing the world to its shleimus, part of its job of bringing it to its shleimus is sheyasev emayisem anisim, to do those nisim, either the klaiso or tzadikim emayisem asman. That is part of their job. Not that he's saying, stop your job for a moment, I have a right to stop the machines, I could push, I'm in charge of the button here, I'm in charge of the power off and on. No, there are a bunch of them saying, you have a twofold job. Your job is to get from tzilas b'riyas ha'olam and bring it to Shlemusa at the end. There's different ways of getting there. Most of the time, you're going to get there in one straight path. There are times, I'm going to tell you, you're going to have to give a little bit of a jump. And that's also part of your job. That's the Tznai Hisnak Kodesh Baruch Hu in my separation. And that's what it means. The Nisim are all part of Tehillas Habriya. They're not a last resort. Hashem says, I got to stop the power and do something out of the ordinary. This is all part of the plan. Yes, there's times and reasons that this plan has to be put into play. It doesn't necessarily, Hashem didn't need, so to speak, let's say, I don't know, Mitzrayim was the runner, I don't know, but Kriyas Yam Suf L'chaira has to happen. But there, some other Nisim, perhaps, are told in Bechira, may not have needed to happen. But once all those variables came together, Hashem said, okay, we now have A plus B equals Nes. So now, Yam, this is your job. Your job is, when A and B come together, this is your tachlis. V'amna madavra zenemer b'sharashim al yayinim. This starts off in the Sharashim El Yainim. V'achreichein api kolzen ishtal shibishtal shalusam. It goes down and down and down. V'nikba advar megashmiz karoylem. And it turns into the gashmiyas. V'hamdu aleim apkidim amachzikim aysam v'chukam ativi. The Rebbeinu Shalom has those who are in charge of the Teva. U'v'eisha reitza kodesh baruch hu yigzor apkidim ha'ela v'yamdu mitapkidam v'yishtanim ha'acham ativi. Those who are in charge of the Teva, their job is to make sure the Teva keeps on flowing. So the Rebbeinu Shalom says, okay, now that we're making a nes, don't make the normal Teva happen. Kivim ha-shati aliyam ha-gzera. There are different ways that b'chlal the gzeira could happen. This gzeira of changing the teva, pirish shetagia k'derech mashal k'mitzus malach aleihem. Sometimes Hashem just commands it to happen. Command that it's time for the teva to change. Sometimes oikigaras mashal shazam. Sometimes you have a ruler who roars. He gets angry and he roars, and that's how he gets things going. Kinyan shenemar vayigar b'yamtzuf vayechrav. It says by the yamtzuf, Elosh and Hashem roared at it. He was goyer. He got angry at it, and that's why it dried up. Because over there was an Indian of Midas Hadin for Mitzrayim. So the way he brought it about was through a ga'ara. Sometimes it's through mitzvah hamelach. Sometimes it's through ga'ara. Again, we don't know what the difference is. We don't understand what this means. But these are the klalim, a little bit of understanding of how the Rabbeinu Shalom thinks, how the Rabbeinu Shalom brings the Shinoi Hateva from starting off in the Ruchniyat and telling the Malach in charge it's time to stop. Why? Not because the Tachlis is changing, not because the Tachlis is not happening anymore. This is part of the Tachlis. This is part of bringing the world to Shleimusai, but that's the way the Rabbeinu Shalom does it. Okay, we'll stop over here. And Bezus Hashem, we will continue next week. Thank you. Sorry about the...
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגידי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגידי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגידי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com